Hey, 1904 approaching Cooch and MLK. Up at Cooch and 12th, like at least 3 to 4 times a week, there's a particular line and train that is always killing time there. And obviously that's a multi-line stop, a busy transfer point. And the guy like gets out of the bus, you know, what would you recommend, you know, like change of behavior? Because it sort of causes a dangerous situation. You know, cars are pulling out after they figure out all that good stuff. Over.
Well, that's also a relief point for the line 12, so it's very common to have buses sitting there for 3 or 4 minutes. If you think it's that dangerous, I would recommend going on Trinet and doing a report to them.
Yeah, he's definitely not not waiting for a relief driver or anything like that. He's just hanging out. He gets off the bus, and then he goes flying down across the bridge, and then does it again over at, like, Burnside and 5th or 6th, something like that. And it's just, I'm kind of bewildered because, you know, I can find a nice quiet stop before I get down into more congested areas and kill time, you know what I mean? Over.
Hi, copy. Do you have a vehicle number I could look into it a bit further?
I've seen him before. I know it's line and train 2036. You know, I'm happy to talk to my manager or whatever you suggest. Over.
Well, I mean, your exact words were if the danger can pose to be a dangerous situation. So I would recommend doing an RSA if you find it that concerning. Like I said, it is a relief point, so I know that particular bus is not relieved, but it's not terribly uncommon to have buses sitting there for a couple minutes.
Okay, fair enough point. Yeah, I just, you know, I just think that we can, as individuals, we can handle the situation a little bit better, kill it at safer spots, and I mean, I see this guy tailgating people across the bridge. I mean, it's just a little sketchy. I'll just mull it over. 1904 clear. Thanks so much for your insight and wisdom.